T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hill, Brett, Water Creek, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Yeah, you know, I love you guys were talking about. I love the, you know, the fast pitch now, basically, where
it's so good.
You know, 13 seconds, 14 seconds in between pitches. But the Giants are actually making me turn off baseball. Baseball itself isn't making me not want to watch baseball. It's the Giants' style of baseball.
Totally.
It's four lousy singles in their opener, and just... blah. I mean, it's like watching paint dry.
No,
I don't know how this gets. I don't know how this gets better before it gets way worse. But I mean, they need to get something going. But well, anyway, that's my take.
It's a great point. And like my big takeaway, and Sam throws all the data at me. Sam Lubman, our producer, and I love Sam for that because it gives me context, it gives me more tools, it gives me more reference points. I'm just going off my eyeballs. You pinch hit for your number 5 hitter on opening day. You brought a guy up literally off the trash heap of 4A ball, okay? You're obsessed with 4A players, Matt Beatty, and you put down a kid, 27 years old. Now, I don't even know if Bryce Johnson's any good, but what kind of message are you sending to that entire farm system that you've been hyping up for 5 years? If one guy finally has a great spring training, all right, he does everything you need him to do. He leads the Cactus League in terms of stolen bases. You tell me you're going to get more athletic. You tell me you're going to get younger, and I look at this opening day lineup, and it's the oldest that you've had since 2008, okay, for the Giants, and it's the least athletic I can ever remember, and you're sending down one of the few guys who played well as a reward. Like, it just, B, I am rejecting this method of baseball.
Well, it's funny because all the optimism that you guys have for the first 90 minutes is all but gone.
I was wrong.
And Giants fans, all the optimism is all but gone because of that lineup yesterday. Because of the way they played, because of the way they struck out.
Well, and also, it's the way they just, they went back on their word,
exactly.
Basically. Like, that's why it's like, a week ago, you're saying that it's over, that, you know, the roster turn is over, and then a week later, you're doing the exact same nonsense that you said was done. That's what really, it wasn't the move that irritated me, it was just the context and the fact that, you said it yesterday, Bonte, the banana in the tailpipe. Shasky and I, we got tripped up on the banana in the tailpipe, and that stung.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to get angry over this. The Giants, they've got 161 games left. We'll see how it plays out.
Well, can we have fun? One second.
What?
Who is your, I know you're going to get to King of the Hill, who is your favorite, if you were to just have one Yankee of all time that you're allowed to love?
Derek Jeter.
Okay, it's Derek Jeter. Is that because of watching him?
No, I told you before that we've argued about Derek Jeter for 2 years. I think he's a great shortstop. I think he was Mr. Yankee playing in that environment for that many years, leading off and being a captain. Derek Jeter, to me, in my lifetime, there's no better Yankee.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Joe DiMaggio, even though I never saw him play. Yeah, I love the Yankee Clipper. I love Joe DiMaggio. You know that, number five, my favorite
player. I thought you said present day player. If it's all time
I meant all time. Like, that's my guy. Like,
if it's all time for me, I'm going Mickey Mantle.
Really?
Yeah, I remember playing.
See, I can't stand Mickey Mantle because of the Willie Mays stuff, because the East Coast wouldn't give Willie the kind of love.
Yeah.
He hated Joe DiMaggio. Because
I get it.
There's a lot that goes into Mickey Mantle's great. There is a lot there,
but I'm just talking about the player.
Yes, 500 switch hitter, home runs. Yes,
switch hitter, power.
Speed.
The Mick would get drunk at night. Yeah, he was... I love Mickey Mantle. I didn't play playing with him on video games. It was just awesome, too.
Number seven.
I love the Mick.
There was a question. I asked John Center who was his player. I think he interpreted it as announcer, like growing up, who the announcer. I meant, like, because if you're in New York in the 40s, the Duke, you know, Duke Snyder, into the 50s, the Duke, Willie Mays, and Mickey Mantle. That was the question. Who's the greatest center fielder?
Present day, like, Derek Jeter was number two. Derek Jeter.
Derek
number two.
Jeter.
number two. All right, let's get to King of the Hill this week. We're going to have a lot of fun. King of the Hill this week will be the top six fun opponents for the Golden State Warriors in the NBA playoffs. Top six fun
and
opponents.
And this is for first round?
This is for any time, any round.
Okay.
Top six East, West, does not matter.
I like this.
Top six fun opponents that you'll have the most fun playing this postseason. So number six.
Number six.
The Boston Celtics. A rematch of the NBA Finals. There's been a lot of talk. We heard from Al Horford yesterday saying we could hear him in the locker room. That game four felt like more than a win. To them, it felt like a championship. And you know what? It was a championship as the Warriors won three straight to end that series and win their fourth championship in the last 8 years. Number six, the Boston Celtics. Number five. The fighting Kate Scotts and the Philadelphia 76ers. Embiid, you'll get another Bay Area versus Philly. We'll get the trash talk Philly again. Sixer fans will throw stuff at us again if that was to happen. Philadelphia 76ers and the Golden State Warriors will make for a fascinating finals. And of course, the Warriors started off in Philadelphia in franchise history. They're playing, their roots are out there in Philadelphia, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Would you need security if we played in the finals against the Sixers and you had to fly out there?
I've got Fezzi, got Mully, I got That's D Wright. We're all good. That's I got true. Some 7-footers, some 6'7" guys. We'll be all right.
They might mistake you for a player like they did in Boston, too.
Yeah, how funny was that?
That was great.
That was great. All right.
Yeah, Bonte let himself go. He's the Eric Snow of this group.
Maybe blending into the couch, bro.
Number four. Number four, the Sacramento Kings would make for the most fun opponent. Number four, some people may think this is low on the list because of the proximity between the two clubs, NorCal versus SoCal, hour and a half away. The Sacramento, it will be a lot of fun, but I got three other matchups that may be a lot more interesting and a lot more fun for Dub Nation, including number three. Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, and the Phoenix Suns.
We've had tasty.
Very tasty. We've had the back and forth with Devin Booker and Klay Thompson. You've got Damian Lee and Jermichael Green going at it last time out when they played at Chase Center. And, of course, Kevin Durant in a playoff series against the Golden State Warriors. Are you kidding me? That would be so great. That would be my number three fun matchup when it comes to the opponents in the playoffs for the Golden State Warriors. That's number three, the Phoenix Suns. Number two. The Memphis Grizzlies. We all want this
Who
again.
Who could be number one then?
Who could be number one?
Because I want the Grizzlies. That feels like the most fun.
It feels like the most fun until you get to my number one club.
Number one.
The LA Lakers.
Oh, no. I didn't even think about them.
You telling me Dub Nation wouldn't want another crack at LeBron James in a series, Lakers-Warriors? And now the Lakers have dominated the Warriors back in the past. Remember the late 80s and early 90s? They beat the Warriors in five games. We all got the Sleepy Floyd and Superman call. We all have that. But the Warriors lost in five games in that series. Exactly. That was the one game they won to prevent a sweep. So, Lakers, with the way they dominated the Warriors this year, Austin Reeves, Anthony Davis, of course, LeBron James, D'Angelo Russell against the Golden State Warriors. Did we have to look at Spadoni over the course of like 10 days? That'd be the number one fun opponent.
Who's getting more foul calls that series, Austin Reeves or Steph Curry?
Oh, Austin Reeves will get more foul calls than the entire team.
Just a grinder. That guy's just a total gym rat.
Yeah, he is.
First guy in, last guy out.
The right
he does.
Way.
Smart guy. Not the fastest, but definitely quick.
What a flopper. He flopped the other day. Stacey King on the Bulls broadcast. That's a flop. I just can't miss that
he
one.
He said it?
Yeah, he said it. He flopped on, who'd he flop on? Was it Pat Bev? Or no, DeMar DeRozan, I think.
By the way, we are getting to the point where the you're too small thing has jumped the shark.
Well, yeah, it is. Somebody's going to get socked over that.
Oh, someone's going to fight someone over that.
The you're too small, but Pat Bev is doing it to
it's
LeBron
getting out
James.
Of control.
It is out of control. So that's my top six.
I saw
fun
a 7-year old do that to another 7-year old online. I mean,
they're all doing it.
It's crazy.
They're all doing it at AAU. They're all doing it too small. There's dudes who don't even score the basket who are doing it for the guy who scored the basket.
No, they're not.
Yes, they're not. Dude. And it's tough to see. It's been going on for 4 years now. Dude, I swear it's an AAU team. And the guy was at the 3-point line. Some dude went in for the layup, got the and one.
Yeah.
And the guy from the 3-point line was looking at the other team doing it too small, mugging them. And it started doing the gritty. It's like, Frank Isola in 13 minutes. Frank Isola 13 minutes is going to join us. Of course, ESPN, pardon the interruption. Around the horns here is XM Radio. Has a show with Brian Scalabrini. Frank Isola is a lot of fun. We'll talk about the NBA as a whole with Frankie Ice at 9:20. So top six fun opponents. Top six fun opponents on King of the Hill this week. Celtics number six. Philly number 5, Kings number 4, Suns number 3, Grizzlies number 2, and the Lakers would be the top fun opponent for the Golden State Warriors in the postseason. That
I need the NFL sense. To adopt this year too small thing. I need wide receivers doing it on cornerbacks. I need D linemen doing it on quarterbacks.
They do it. I've seen DK Metcalf do that.
He's done the you're too small.
Yeah, like he's too small. He's too small.
He is.
I've seen it on the football field.
He's built in a lab. I remember when he was coming out, we were like, the three cone though. Like, shut up. The three cone. As we get all like, the dude looks like Megatron. What are we talking about here? Yeah, an Adonis.
No Bucks, huh, Bonte? No Giannis on that list.
Yeah, I mean, I crossed them out. Initially, I had the Bucks at number 5. Then I crossed them out, and I had them at 6, and I crossed it out again, saying, nah, they're like number 7 or 8.
I'm glad you say that, because I'll give you rat-a-tat-tat, my 3 big NBA storylines heading toward the playoffs, Bonte.
But we're using the same beat.
Yeah.
Let's go. NBA and NBC.
Number 1.
Recycle.
Number 1.
What happens with Giannis?
If.
Boy, it sure feels like if they lose, he could be on the move.
They're getting just older. Asking. They're getting older. Middleton doesn't look the same.
Exactly.
They've gotten blown out by the Celtics twice this season. The one win they had was an overtime win. Maybe not this offseason, but I don't think Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be in Milwaukee.
I'm with you.
For the duration of his career.
Number two. Can Jokic and Embiid actually go far in the playoffs? Like, these guys have been dominating the regular season.
Nope.
I think there are a lot of people, not myself, but I think a lot of people are saying all the regular season stuff gets invalidated by the playoff losses. Can Jokic and or Embiid actually take their team to a finals?
Well, Embiid hasn't even been to a conference final yet. He hasn't gotten out of the second round yet. Remember the Kawhi Leonard shot that went around the rim, bounced all over the rim in 2019 in Game 7 against Philadelphia. And then Jokic had the conference finals in the bubble against the LA Lakers. Mm-hmm. They lost in 5. It's a big year for Jokic in the playoffs and Embiid as well. I mean, Embiid and the Sixers, no doubt.
And then the number one storyline, this is nationally.
Number one.
Are the Golden State Warriors going to stay together, or are they going to crumble? Like, I really think this is the number one story. We know that the people view the Warriors and watch them as the one NBA team that we actually watch as a nation. All right? What happens to Draymond Green? What's going on with Steph Curry? Is the coach going to stay? Is the GM going to leave? What is going on? Do they completely implode? Do they stay together and win another one? To me, are the Warriors still a contender?
Yeah, that's a great storyline. We'll see. We shall see. 5 games left in the NBA playoffs tonight. The Warriors and the Spurs. Top 3 storylines from Joe Shasky. Let's go to South Bay Mike real quick. 30 seconds or less in San Jose before we get to Frankie Ice. South Bay Mike, what's happening?
Yeah, hey, preach on about the Giants, Bonte. They're smoking mirrors. The party continues, as they like to call it. I didn't watch yesterday's game because I knew it was going to be a colossal disappointment. And Gabe needs to put down the analytics binder and manage. As for best all-time Yankee, Joe DiMaggio, because I met him when I was a kid at one of those autograph shows. Were certain people through like cattle to get his autograph.
So
my dad and I approached the table to talk to him, and the handler like pushed us away. And Joe says, no, let them through. So it's like, I'm talking to the Pope here. So I'm like, idiot, ask him a question. Who's the toughest guy for you to face in your career? He looked at me and said, you never heard of him, kid. But his name is Mel Harder. And I said, yes, he pitched for the Cleveland Indians. And he had a look on his face as if to say, you're not supposed to know that. I'm impressed.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's a hell of a story, South Bay Mike. Hell of a story. I love a good baseball story. A good story like that. Meeting your idol, and your idol comes through in a clutch with something like that. That's awesome. Joe DiMaggio, Bay Area guy, of course. When we come back, and it's going to be brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, Frankie Ice. Frank Isola is going to join us here at SiriusXM Radio. Of course, you see him on ESPN all the time. A partner in Interruption, and Around the Horn. He's going to join the roast coming up here. And when we come back, also, we'll have your Fix It Friday code word and a chance to win a $250 Kirby gift card. Don't want to miss that. That's coming up on the roast.
Good morning to you.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
Say that one. I mean, you know how many people call me Bonta? And I sit there, I honestly, in my head, I just want to see how long it goes. It's like, wait, you listen to the radio show. Right. If you watch Warriors pre and post, and you still say Bonta. I'd like to see how long it goes.
John is a pro. He asked Sam specifically right off the top, how do you pronounce his name? And that's how you do it.
Dude.
So, you know what's funny is we had my father's retirement party, right, B,
right.
that you came to.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt, God bless her, listens every day.
Yeah.
She said she got so nervous finally meeting you. She kept calling you Bonta over and over and over again. And God bless you, Auntie Babe, if you're out there. It's all good. I love you. And
why was she getting nervous meeting
you? Because she loves you so much. She's like your biggest fan. And no. She's like, I kept calling him Bonta, and I didn't realize until I got about the fourth Bonta in there that I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, just tell him you made a mistake. Like, it's all
good. I had a vice principal at Gene Parking Elementary School, which is the elementary right by the Broadway Tunnel. Now, when we went there, I went there for kindergarten. It got tore down. They rebuilt it. And then we were in North Beach.
By the old exploratory. 4 years in kindergarten?
Huh?
Five? 5 years in kindergarten? 4 years in kindergarten?
I mean, K, one, two, three,
no,
four,
I meant
five.
Like repeating the years.
Oh, no. I graduated high school as a 17-year-old.
Ooh.
Oh, because I'm a September baby.
They wanted to get you the hell on out of there.
I was a September baby. But I had a vice principal call me Bonta every single year.
No.
Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, by the way, LeBron James has tweeted out, this is funny, the whole blue checkmark brigade.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess my blue checkmark will be gone soon, because if you know me, I ain't paying the $5.
No.
So, I guess all our blue checkmarks are going to go away. Who cares?
Is there anybody who is, like, faker on social media than him?
Magic Johnson.
Like him reading the books. Magic Johnson's just funny. Like when he reads the books and like he'll take a photo of the book of him reading. It's like, Doug, you're not reading. You're on page one. You've been on page one of the Malcolm X book for 10 years.
I know some fake people on social media, but I am not going to name names.
I meant the high profile people. Oh. Not like...
Okay.
Not as low level.
All right.
Snakes in the grass.
I'm saying there's a lot.
You know who's not fake?
Frank Isola.
Frankie Ice, baby.
Frankie Ice, ESPN is around the horn at PTI, Sirius XM, NBA Radio, the starting lineup Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 a.m. And he is tapped in. Right now, the Knicks are playing well. But I got to ask Frank as we say good morning to him. And welcome back to the Morning Roast. Frank, we love talking hoops with you. What was your impressions the other night of Draymond Green? Because we've had this discussion about whether or not the Warriors could sustain this dynasty without Draymond Green. If he opts to opt out of his deal and move on elsewhere, what did you think of his theatrics Tuesday night against the Pelicans?
Yeah, I thought, good morning, first of all. I thought the way that he was carrying on, listen, the NBA's changed. He did enough to get a second technical when he said the word how about eight times to referee Ed Malloy. So they should thank Ed Malloy for not ejecting him. He could have gotten a second technical for kicking. Who was that in the back of the head?
Herb Jones in the back of the head.
And it was, I thought the comments after the game were strange. They were giving him all this credit, but he's the reason that they won. When he got the first technical foul, they went from down 9 to down 20.
I know.
I'm not exactly sure how that. Listen, I think the guy is a terrific player. He's so important to everything that they do, but let's face it, he's been walking that fine line. I thought when he was walking off the court with Steve Kerr, he didn't want to come out, obviously, and I think he's smart enough to know this is not going to look good if I'm arguing with my coach, so let me put my arm around him. And then I thought what Bob Myers did, I thought he kind of threw him a lifeline, because let's face it, I mean, I don't know how it is in the Bay Area, but whenever something happens with Draymond, it's hard not to think about the fact that he assaulted Jordan Poole during a practice. So this idea that, well, he knows how to walk the fine line but not cross it, well, I mean, that did happen in the NBA Finals against Cleveland, didn't it? And it easily could have happened the other night. The only reason he wasn't kicked out of the game was because of Ed Malloy. And the league has changed. Luka Doncic got his 16th technical last week. The referees, it was on Sunday, the referees in their pool report said that he cursed at them. And that technical got rescinded. And then Draymond the other night said about his 17th, oh, it'll be rescinded by the league. That's where the players deal with, where the referees don't have any more power. I give Ed Malloy a lot of credit because Ed Malloy showed great restraint not to give Draymond a second technical.
Ed Malloy is probably not the vehicle to be discussing with me because I have my own personal beefs with him. I'm not a big Ed Malloy
fan. What would you have a beef for? You guys don't want to have a
Ed Malloy is consistently out of position, calling fouls from across 7,000 bodies, pounds of bodies.
What are you, Earl Strom? You know what position he's supposed to be in when he's making calls?
He's trailing the play.
Freak, the fact that we know all these names of the referees is one thing. Like, I know when Mark Davis is in town, or when Tony Brothers, or Gucci Man James Williams, or Scott Fun. Like, the fact that we know Natalie Sago.
Hang on. You guys have won all the time. I go drive 90 minutes up to Sacramento and ask them about the officiating or some other cities that don't win. What do you guys want? Everything? You win all the time, and now you want every call?
We want some calls. I mean, they did get a good whistle Sunday against Minnesota.
I want to watch a better product, and I just feel like the officials in general.
You got the call. You got the Dallas Maverick call that they were complaining, whining about. That changed their entire season. Play at the end of the third quarter. I mean, give me a break.
But Frank, to be fair, in that game, there were five other missed calls that could have gone in the other direction. We actually broke that game down. But
No. I'm messing with you on that. Okay. Absurd. That's a misdirection by the Dallas Mariners.
Okay, good.
I also think that's why Luka got that technical rescinded. But I think Cuban must be calling up the league office. I think he's at war with the league office. So they said, all right, we're obviously not going to uphold this protest, but we'll give you Luka back a technical foul, so he's not suspended. How does Luka not have 30? Forget 16.
Thank you.
How does he not have 32 technical fouls?
Frank, now that we're here, you've opened the table. Like, I'm watching Luka the other night, Warriors, and look, Draymond is one of the worst. He's the most egregious on this team by a mile, by a country mile. Every possession on defense, complaining, screaming and yelling. Luka, I charted this. I swear to God, first half only, 21 times he turned and berated an official. Didn't just scream, berated an official. It must be unbelievable if you are one of the officials to have a guy 45 times a game screaming at you on both ends of the floor.
No, it's a great point. I said that a couple of years ago, or the last year. I said that the guy leads the league in complaining, and I should know because I complain all the time as well, so I'm an expert at it. It's completely out of control. It's the league's fault for letting it get to this point. And you guys know this, and I guarantee you Steve Kerr would be the first one to say. It used to be, and we'll look at Steve Kerr's Chicago Bulls teams. They would let Phil Jackson complain to the referees because he's Phil Jackson. They would let Michael Jordan do it because he's Michael Jordan. He's the best player on the team. And then Scottie Pippen gets a little bit of leeway because he's Scottie Pippen, the second best player on the team. So each team has like three guys that are allowed to kind of get a little bit of leeway. Steve Kerr wasn't complaining to the referees. You know, that wasn't Judd Boosler complaining or Luke Longley. There was a bit of a pecking order. The problem with today's NBA, you ever watch the Boston Celtics play? Grant Williams acts like he's Luka Doncic.
Yes.
He complains and stares at the refs and yells at them just as much as Luka does. It's out of control. The star players have completely crossed the line, but it's also those role players who just have at it with the referees, and the referees stand there and take it. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Just real quick, we were having this long Draymond Green conversation. Remove him from Golden State. How is he valued around the league, whether it be financially or for team building? How do other teams, not the Warriors, the other teams, how do they value him?
Well, it's weird, right? Because you know on that team, he's perfect because he's the leader on defense. When he has the ball in his hands, and just the quickness in which he gets the ball and finds an open guy, he's thinking two steps ahead, and he's with the perfect couple of players, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. If you could find guys that are somewhat sick, could he fit in? I'm not saying he's going there. Could he play with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker? I think he could do that. Obviously, he played with Kevin Durant in Golden State and was pretty successful. I think he has to be around the right cast of players, but a big thing, and players don't look at this anymore, and I think even like Lamar Jackson factors into this from football. You know, Draymond is getting up there a little bit, and he has had some injury stuff. So, yes, is he worth making a lot for one season? Absolutely. You sign him to a long-term deal, I don't know. I mean, he's punished, to his credit, his body's taken a pounding. He's played a ton of playoff games. You know, he plays all out all the time. That eventually catches up to you. So let's face it, even if you think he's valuable and you know how good he is, that's also something that other teams, I think, would factor in.
Frank Isola here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. ESPN's Around the Horn and PTI does a great job of SiriusXM NBA Radio, the starting light on Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 a.m. I do have a Wiggins question for you a little bit later in this interview, but we were talking about Dallas, and now, what are they, 3-9 when Kyrie and Luka play together? Are we not surprised that that situation hasn't worked out? And what teams would be interested in giving Kyrie any type of money, let alone a multi-year deal?
Well, I think we all, you know, I think most people think you put a player like Kyrie, who needs the ball to be successful, on a team with Luka. Luka has to have the ball all the time.
Right.
So that doesn't seem to make any sense. Kyrie's another one. You know, getting Kyrie on a one-year deal, think of, he was playing really well for the Brooklyn Nets on a one-year deal. You know, they went 18-2 over a 20-game stretch. It was the best 20-game stretch in the history of the franchise. Mm. And Kyrie, at one point, was leading the NBA in fourth quarter scoring. And then he went to the Nets and said, okay, I've done well for 20 games. Where's my money now? And the Nets said, well, no, no, that's not how it works. I would not give Kyrie a long-term contract. You look, I understand that he's a great player. I watch all of his games that he played in Brooklyn. The guy's a brilliant player. He just doesn't play enough. And with Kyrie, it's always something. Forget about how you feel about the vaccination. That was a ton of missed games. He had a thing a couple years ago where he ghosted the team. He's dealt with injuries. He just doesn't play enough for the to warrant giving him a long-term deal. You're going to give him 1 year, again, like $50 million? I could see that. A, he'll be motivated to play. He's certainly good enough to make a crazy wage like that. But somebody will give him the money. I just wouldn't. And not because I don't think he's a good player, not because I don't think he could help you. I think on the right team. Remember, guys, 2 years ago, with him, James Harden, and Kevin Durant, the Nets beat Boston in five games. Then they beat Milwaukee in the first two games. So over seven games against...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Milwaukee and Boston, they went 6-1, and then they all started getting hurt. James Harden got hurt, Kyrie got hurt, they ended up losing to Milwaukee in a Game 7. So Kyrie was part of a team which, for my money 2 years ago, was the best team in the NBA.
Yeah. I listened to Jaylen Brown last night in the post game, and he's talking about how they want the number one seed. Obviously, Milwaukee getting throttled. You know, there's the Giannis questions. Will he stay there forever? Embiid and Jokic, can these big men win in the playoffs? Do the Warriors still have it? Which of these narratives, or one off the board, do you find to be the most compelling, that should be the number one talked about thing for NBA circles as we head into the playoffs?
I mean, the West being wide open, so just from the standpoint of Denver, can they do it? You know, can Jokic and that group make a run as the number one seed? I think the other one would certainly be the Golden State Warriors. Everyone kind of keeps waiting for them to get it together, even though on the road they've been a really poor team. And then I think the other one is your old friend Kevin Durant in Phoenix. Can they get it together quick enough to make a run? You know, I think some of that supporting cast clearly isn't as good as it once was, but we also know, if Kevin Durant's playing well, you have to defend both Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Mm. That's not going to be easy. The West is completely wide open. I'd be shocked if anybody other than Boston, Milwaukee, and I'll even throw Philadelphia into the mix, if any of those teams, anybody besides those three, were in the finals. I think it'll be Boston or Milwaukee. And in the West, I don't know, you could probably, I mean, let's face it, the way the Lakers are playing, people are now all of a sudden making a case for the Lakers to go on a crazy run. But I don't know if LeBron physically could hold up. I'm pretty sure he's probably carrying an injury. I get it. The playoffs are no back-to-backs, but he's going to have to, for them to win, he's going to have to play 40 minutes a night.
No doubt. Frank Isola here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. So there's the Andrew Wiggins question with the Golden State Warriors. But real quick, Are we underestimating the Sacramento Kings? Because that place in a couple weeks, when they get that first home game after not having a playoff game in 17 years, is going to be bonkers. Are we underestimating the Sacramento Kings? Because it seems like all these other teams, whether it's Minnesota, the Warriors, the Lakers, they're trying to line up for that sixth spot to play Sacramento. But I think it's getting to the point, Freak, where we're kind of underestimating Sacramento and how well they play offensive basketball.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, defensively, they need to be a little bit better. They've done a great job. The front office up there, it's impossible not to root for Mike Brown. It's great to see what he's done. Sabonis, that was a great trade, one that worked out for both teams, him for Halliburton. I love Kevin Hurt, obviously De'Aaron Fox. The only thing is about underestimating them, I think it's kind of like the Cleveland Cavaliers. Whenever you have these kind of new teams that have never done it, like I always look at it, can they win three playoff series? I'm not so sure. It's right. Kind of a new team being in the playoffs, they could win 12 games to get to an NBA Finals. Could they make a little bit of noise? Maybe. You know, but for them, and they know a lot of teams, have, you know, I'm sure a lot of teams privately wouldn't mind playing them just because of their inexperience, and I thought what Draymond said was pretty smart. They'd love to play them in the first round if based on nothing else, then they wouldn't have to travel so much. But I was up there for the last big game they've had, which was really the Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals when Peja Stojakovic could have won the series on that corner three, and the crowd up there is incredible. Back then, obviously, it was Arco Arena,
which
completely rocked. They built a much nicer, newer arena, but their fans are going to be breathing fire.
I know, and if the Warriors have to play
them. And I hope it's them and the Warriors. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, what if the Warriors have to play them without Andrew Wiggins? Without Andrew Wiggins, it's going to be extremely tough because of all the players you mentioned. Kevin Huerter, Keegan Murray's having a great rookie season. Harrison Barnes, a veteran who probably wants some payback after going to the St. Warriors for being blamed for the 2016 NBA Finals, going 5-32 over the last three games of that series. De'Aaron Fox, one of the most clutch players in the league. Wouldn't it be hard for the Warriors to win that series without Andrew Wiggins?
I think so. I mean, we all remember, and you were up in Boston last year causing all kinds of trouble. Andrew Wiggins was the second best player on the Warriors last year in the NBA Finals. That to me was eye-opening, how well he played, how confident he played. He seemed like he understood that the Warriors really needed him to play at a high level in order to win. So you look at Andrew Wiggins, he's a laid-back guy. He's almost like his personality sometimes is almost flatline, but he was engaged. He was into it. I think you're right. Without him, can the Warriors win 12 playoff games? I mean, they're not going to have home court advantage.
No.
And at least they wouldn't have home court advantage in probably two of the series, maybe three, and they've been a terrible road team. Again, I get their experience, but you also need talent. I think not having Andrew Wiggins would be huge.
From a coverage standpoint, I respect your journalism background, and obviously I think of you as an East Coaster, right, clearly. The way that this has been covered has been fascinating. We're obviously growing as a society and becoming more aware of privacy and mental health. And there's some aspects of this that are filled with landmines that people don't want to trip over. If this were in a different market, would this be covered differently, you think? Just using your background, I'm not saying we're wrong here. I'm actually happy with the growth. I'm just thinking, like, if this were New York or if this was Philly, I think there'd be some different ways that we talk about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the rumors that are out there are unfortunate, but it's also, you know, the guy is, you know, it's a former number one overall pick. He was a key player in a team that won a championship. I don't think there's anything wrong with every single day asking the Warriors about it.
Right.
And trying to track down Andrew Wiggins, because it is a pretty bizarre story. It's over 20 games now that he's missed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And exactly what
20 games. Tonight would be 21, Frank.
Yeah, I can't really remember. I'm trying to think. I think early in the season, a few years ago, Jrue Holiday missed a lot of time while his wife, I think, was undergoing cancer treatment. So I know there's been situations where players have missed a lot of time, but usually there's some clarification. I kind of think it's fair game from the standpoint if a reporter tracked something down and had people on the record saying something. Again, it is kind of odd that the guy's been out for this long and nobody really knows what the situation is.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We hope he's well, but definitely the Warriors need him as they have five games left. Right now they're in the sixth spot. Naz Reid, by the way. Naz Reid, a big injury with the Minnesota Timberwolves. I know you know about Naz Reid. He kills the Warriors. I love this guy.
I want him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Roselle Kapik. He's a Jersey guy.
No, nope.
Is he?
Yeah.
In fact, the Timberwolves have him. They have Karl-Anthony Towns. And why am I missing? Oh, and Slo-Mo.
Slo-Mo.
Yes.
Mully always talks about Slo-Mo, and there was rumors that he was the best player to ever come out of New York City. And everybody's like, yo, calm down. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played here. Like, relax with Slo-Mo. But he's a nice fit for Minnesota.
Slo-Mo?
Slo-Mo.
I'll tell you what. That dude knows how to play. He went to St. Anthony's, which, of course, is Bobby Hurley. Mm-hmm. Danny Hurley's coaching
UConn
in the Final Four. Yeah. Carl, I think Carl went to Catholic school. I forget which one it was. And then Naz Reid went to Roselle Catholic. Naz Reid, I did the net game when Naz Reid hit a three at the buzzer to send the game into overtime. I mean, they invested all these, you know, they traded all these assets for Rudy Gobert. I mean, what's wrong with Naz Reid? I don't know if they should have made that crazy of a trade. That's probably going to come back to haunt.
Talk about a guy who's going to get paid this offseason. Yeah. Man, he's making himself some money.
Hey, Frank, you're a New Yorker. Watching Aaron Judge get a free swing first at bat against the Giants after basically using them as leverage, in my mind, I'm hearing my dad scream, you think Nolan Ryan would have let him swing the bat? You think Pedro would have let him swing the bat? God, baseball's changed.
It's so true. And I kept thinking when the story originally came out that it looked like he was headed to the Giants. I'm thinking, man, that's going to be a crazy opening day in the Bronx. Chances are it'll snow. It has snowed a bunch of, it never snows all year long. Then on opening day, there are flurries. And I kept thinking maybe it'll be interesting to see Aaron Judge's first at bat. Instead, his first at bat, your Giants groove him. His first at bat, he hits a home run. You're 100% right about that. Baseball has changed because he clearly used his hometown team as leverage. You know the way it was painted here? What did he, was it 340 or 360 that he got?
It was not enough from the Giants.
Yeah, they should have started at $400 million.
Exactly.
When you have a lineup like the Giants, you need to overpay to steal a star from the Yankees.
It's amazing, though. It was treated here like he did the Yankees a huge favor by taking the 340 or 360 million. It's like, you're the Yankees, for crying out loud. He's doing you a favor. But it seems like, he's the kind of guy, it seems like all of his teammates like him. They made him captain. Derek Jeter came out of the woodwork and was there the day that he, for his press conference. Which,
right.
It's a big deal. He's certainly a likable star. But, you know, the one thing about the Yankees, when they had that great run in the late 90s into 2000, everyone was judged on whether or not they won a World Series, and our guy Aaron Judge has yet to get to a World Series. I know that's, you could say that's being a little harsh, but when Alex Rodriguez came here, it was going to be, you either have to win or you're a bum. And Aaron Judge has yet to get out of the, yet to win an ALCS.
Yeah, no doubt. They can't get over the Houston Astros. Yankees haven't won since 2009. Frank, you're always good to us, man. Frankie. We love conversing with you about the NBA. Take care, man. Have a great weekend. Enjoy some hoops.
All right, boys. Take care.
Anytime. Frank Isola, ESPN, around the horn, and PTI, SiriusXM, NBA Radio, the starting lineup Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. We got to meet him and get to know him a little bit better out in Boston during the NBA Finals. So we'll see what happens with the Golden State Warriors as Papa Shasky. And who else is that?
It's JP Money.
Get JP Money out the camera, man. Get JP Money.
Oh, don't be hating on JP.
He's killing our ratings. YouTube numbers, it went down from 450 to 350 just like that.
Oh,
because of JP Money. JP Money, by the way, Roasters. JP Money's the only guy I've seen come to a Warriors game looking like he's going to the Olympic Club to play golf. It's like, dude, tuck your shirt out, zip down the pullover, and have some fun. Loosen up a bit, buddy.
I feel like an interpreter. I have to explain to them because they can't hear. He's saying that you dress like you went to the Olympic Club to go play golf, but you're going to a Warrior game. He's saying you gotta be more relaxed, bud. Oh, my goodness. Hey, we got our family down. Golf tournament.
I'm a professional.
He's a professional.
Dial it down on the weekends, dude. I mean, come on.
Hey, we've got our family golf tournament this weekend where we hand out a green jacket. The Masters is next week. Bonte, we thought we'd make you smile having JP Money, the accountant, on one side.
Make me smile, make me throw up. I mean, come on, which one is it?
Well, no, you know, throwing up is my dad over here, Mr. I take my shoes off in an airplane with Bonte as I'm sitting in first class.
You scoot up and share the mic with Papa Shasky. As I read the Kirby gift card here.
I shot a 36 yesterday, and I has to teach these young kids how it's done.
Well, Papa Shasky, I had some crab fries from Philadelphia. I was hungry. It was a long flight.
Yeah,
we're not going to eat
the crab fries.
Yeah, I mean, I pay for my seat. I would take my shoes off and eat some crab fries. I take showers. My socks are clean. I make sure I bleach the white socks. You got to do what you got to do on the plane. You pay for the seat. You get to do what you want in that seat. Right?
Right. I've taken a burrito with me onto the plane. I got to economize, you know?
There you go. Wait, you're kind of freaking me out talking so long. I'm used to the crazy guy. opening day lineup yesterday. Oh, how depressing was that?
I, you know what? You made a good point earlier when you're talking about, you know, here this is opening day in Yankee Stadium. Why aren't you letting a young kid shine just like they did for their shortstop Volke, right?
Right.
I mean, what do we got to lose? I don't know what they're trying to. I don't know what are they trying to save these guys for, right? I don't know. They want to bring them up later in the season. You got Wilmer Flores at third to start opening day.
Did you hear the excuse? Are you because he played so well last year, Kapler felt like he owed him an opening day start.
You know what? Unfortunately, we got to get rid of Kapler. Right? That's where all this analytics goes. It goes to die.
They pinch hit the number five hitter.
So you've got Yastrzemski and Jock Peterson both striking out the first two times up. That's four strikeouts right away. And that's the heart of your lineup. You can't even get the ball in play.
And what about Judge hitting a home run in the first inning?
Oh, good for him. That's what he does. That's what he's paid to do. And he did exactly what he's paid to do.
What about pitching to Aaron Judge? You got to put one on his back.
If Nolan Ryan was there, he would never have even swung the bat.
Do you blame Aaron Judge, though?
No,
he's in that clubhouse with the New York Yankees, and he looks across, and there's Gabe Kapler, there's our boy Kai Correa, and there's Mike Yastrzemski batting fifth, and Jock Peterson batting third. He made the right decision.
He absolutely made the right decision. Looking around, he's got still Giancarlo Stanton behind him. Are you kidding me? That's a win-win for him.
No doubt. Get JP Money on the air. Pavlicek, good to hear from him. Good luck tomorrow. JP Money. We got the Fix Your Fridays cold word in just a second. JP Money, the reason why I love JP Money is because...
My radio debut.
Yeah, because, you're looking like a square right now, but it's all good. I love you. But you, like me... Dude, love the Indianapolis Colts all-white uniforms, right?
Absolutely. And have you seen these new Denver uniforms, the new helmets they came out with, the throwback?
I did see the throwback helmets.
Those look hot.
So,
I like that.
So break down this tournament tomorrow. What are the odds you take home that green jacket?
Oh, really high. I'm playing a little, long con on the Shasky boys here yesterday. I played like doggy doo-doo. I'm trying to keep it safe for the radio. And, I got them fooled. So, Northern California.
Northern California. Save that. I like that. Deli Boy called earlier today with Jamie's shout-outs. And he says nobody is putting respect on the champ's name. What about Deli Boy going back-to-back?
Why would we put respect on... Deli Boy's name.
He's the champ.
It's a broken clock's right twice a day.
Well, by the way, JP Money, our YouTubers, as we tell you to take off the sets in a second, they're saying it looks like you have sued somebody before. You look like a lawyer.
I'm an accountant. I'm a CPA.
There you go. Good luck tomorrow, JP Money. Welcome to the roast. Yeah. Can't wait to see you. Next time, dress like you're going to a basketball game, not like you're going to jury duty or something, man. Come on, loosen up a little bit.
No, this is who I am. That's who I am. That's
all
it.
Right. All right. That's what you got. Good to see you, JP Money. Good to see you. By the way, this Fix Your Fridays code word is tires. Text tires to 20357 by 10 a.m. for your chance to win a $250 Kirby gift card. Kirby, your driveway mechanic. Check out Kirby.com. That's Curbee. Xfinity Fast 5 coming up in 5 minutes. Your final thoughts on the week. Your final thoughts on the Friday show. Warriors Spurs later today. Don't forget about Stephen Curry on Steiny and Goo at 10:30.
What?
They were at Chase Center yesterday. They talked to everybody. They talked to the entire damn roster, including the coaching staff. Steph Curry, 10:30 here on 95.7 again.
Oh, hey there.
Wow, they got to talk to Steph Curry?
Yeah.
Did Guru post that on his Insta?
You know Guru posted it.
I would have, too.
Yeah, he flexed, of course.
I liked it. It's called assessing. Good. Yeah, he looked great.
The fact that Steph Curry took a photo with those guys says a lot about Steph Curry. It says a lot about the respect
they
have for
Steph. Flexing, guys, freaking stacked. Steph, hitting the weights,
He is strong. There's no personal beef with JP Money, guys. It's just all fun.
Yeah, what was going on? I missed that.
Well, I said he looks like he's dressed for jury duty right now.
He's going golfing, bro.
The roaster said he looks like he sued somebody once or twice in his life before.
That is everyone on the golf course. That is.
Our roasters are the best. By the way, you made my cousin JP Money and my father's day by allowing them to come on air. I bet the boss is like, look, we can't do that ever again. But
it's a Friday. It's a payday Friday.
I know. I wanted to make you smile.
flat slash melanin Friday. Although we have not mailed in today's show.
Today we've
not been a morning mail-in. Yeah. It has not been. We've been on our game here talking Draymond, talking Giants,
talking basketball. You,
you wait till I start barbecuing those steaks that we have, and I start, you know, let's just put it this way. We were talking gummies the other day, and somebody came through with some, so I might be passing those out like Skittles. Call me Marshawn.
Wow. To try to get an advantage, huh? Try to get an advantage on a golf course.
No, this is just for me to sleep.
Will you guys watch the Final Four after the tournament tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. So tomorrow's day is booked to the fullest. We're obviously going to be doing golf at the ceremonial first shot by my grandfather will be hit at approximately 9 o'clock. We'll all be on the course. I'm guessing about 4 hours it'll take. So by about 1, 2 o'clock, we'll be back barbecuing already, rocking and rolling with gambling going. Mm-hmm. NCAA and baseball.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. San Diego State against Florida Atlantic. It in Lubman's Hurricanes against UConn Huskies. By the way, I want to throw this at you. Team's first game of the season in Major League Baseball, the last two seasons. So last year, 2022 season opener, opening day, I should say, there were 6 stolen bases in all. 11 stolen base attempts. 54.5% stolen base success. This season alone, yeah, 21 stolen bases yesterday and 23 attempts, a 91% success rate when it came to stolen bases. Did you see the A's were the base pass? Giants are too slow. They didn't even get on base yesterday. The A's were running left and right.
The misnomer is that home runs are what everyone loves. The most exciting plays in baseball are first to third.
Yep.
Double plays.
Triples.
Scoring from second. Yes, triples, exactly. Inside the park home runs. Stealing bases. Those are the most exciting. Yep. My favorite players were Ricky Henderson, were, you know, guys like Vince Coleman, guys like Brett Butler, you know, like guys that would slap. Ichiro could steal bases when and needed to. You know, like the most famous play in Boston Red Sox history is a stolen base by Dave Roberts. You know what I mean? Like, we've gotten away from those things. You know the last time the Giants called a pitch out?
When?
2019.
Wow, that's insane. That's insane. Your pop is all over Kapler.
He's ready to see him.
JP Money's getting roasted. He's definitely the cop that pulled me over last week.
We know that.
Yeah, Alex in Atlanta, that dude 1,000% works for Morgan & Morgan.
He will definitely get your taxes right.
Yeah. JP Trudown. JP says oopsie when he makes a mistake.
No, JP Money will literally hit a bucket in your face at the O Club and yell, "Money time! It's Porter time!"
Does he yell, "It's Porter time"?
I swear to God. Everyone knows him as Money Porter.
That makes
JP Dollar Signs. That's been his nickname for years.
That makes me like him less.
Money time!
A decade before Jordan Poole was even in the league.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, my gosh. All right, with that said, it's time for the Xfinity Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right, my final thoughts for this week, Shasky, is when we come in on Monday, where will the Warriors be in the Western Conference standings? Will they still be in the sixth spot? Will they move up to five and surpass the L.A. Clippers? They're two games behind the Phoenix Suns in the lost column. Where will the Warriors be in the standings? Again, they have the San Antonio Spurs tonight. Should be a gimme game. It should be. Don't tell Fitz that. And the Denver Nuggets on Sunday. Yeah. Will Jokic play? Will the Warriors pick up their 10th road win of the season? And then, of course, you got the T-Wolves and Lakers tonight in a monster game in Minnesota. So my final thoughts. To say final thoughts, not seven thoughts, final thoughts. So I got a lot of thoughts. And will the Giants score a run over the weekend at Yankee Stadium? That's another thought I have. Go ahead, Chesky.
Oh, that's an empty think cloud. My final thought is this, all right, for everyone. Don't propose at a ball game. It's very awkward and very weird. Did you see the guy who ran out onto the field and tried to propose to his girlfriend?
Yeah, that's
and then got
strong.
Absolutely like speared by one of the security guards. It's all over the internet. John Boy did a great breakdown if you look at on Twitter. Do not propose in public. A, that's not romantic for your significant other. And B, like things like that going onto the field, don't be a dummy.
Yeah, I don't like the whole proposing on the field at a stadium.
It's uncomfortable.
And raining. Yeah, in front of 19,000 people, you don't know. Let me propose to my wife.
Yeah.
The most memorable moment she's going to have.
Exactly.
And let me share it with a bunch of no names.
Thank you, B.
You agree with
me. That's the least thoughtful thing you can do.
I can't stand that. Lubman and Spadoni, final thoughts on the week.
Yeah, I'll just say that I really hope that the success that the Miami Hurricanes basketball program has had this year really inspires Mario Cristobal to kick it in gear and transfer some of that success over to the football program.
Can you do it in UM voice that you had earlier?
No, we don't need to do that right now.
All right. Just what you got.
Too much pressure right there. You know what? Maybe the A's can just be fun this year. That's all I want to see. Like, hey, be fun. Win more than 59.5 games because I might have a little cheddar on that. Just be fun. That's all I need.
Yeah, I mean, I am with you. I mean, the A's look... I had a lot of fun watching that A's game.
That was fun.
I mean, they were running the bases. They had presence in the box. They look intimidating. The Diaz kid at shortstop. I love them in the three hole. The A's was... Hey, look, who knows how many games they win this year. They had $35 million payroll. They played hard yesterday, man, in that season opener. They showed a lot more passion and pride than the Giants yesterday at Yankee Stadium.
Well, that's the thing. I think if I'm a Giants part of the brass, it's like, you think just because you spend money and you put together an 82-win team that makes us like you? We would much rather you be a 65-71 win team that's fun and young and building toward the future. Like, just because you're above 500 slightly and you're backing into the playoffs, that's not, to me, that's not fun. There's no one I love on this team right now.
925 Comcast Business Text Line proposal for a Shasky drinking game. Take a shot every time you hear him say, "I'm dead serious." Thoughts? Joe and Sam Marone. Thanks for talking some A's baseball. And I start laughing, but I'm dead serious.
Well, I think people, they mistake everything that comes out of our minds. That's a take. That's a take. Nah, dog, these are my thoughts. This is what I'm thinking.
All right,
I'm dead serious when I say it.
Payday Friday. Let's get out of here. The second Steiny and Guru.
I already made Stephen about Curry 15 payments.
And 10 at 10:30. Yeah, rent is due right now, huh? It's first in a month. Damn, we're already
another final
here.
Final thought real quick. I'm going to take the little guy to like this little Easter egg hunt thing in Oakland tomorrow. Like, it's a little event. You got a bunch of little kids. If you're a parent of an older kid that has with, please just monitor. We don't need these bigger kids bullying the little 2 and 3 year olds. Yeah, please monitor that.
Yeah, no, I'm with. And again, I'll say this: clean up after yourself at these kids' playgrounds.
For real,
that's not cool, dude. They shouldn't.
For real,
these kids pick up anything, trash flying around, debris. Too many kids picking up trash, and you gotta even the kids that are not mine.
Right.
Hey, put that down, young man. That's garbage. Put that down. Clean up after yourself. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. The next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Warriors Spurs tonight. Final Four tomorrow. Got Giants Yankees. You got A's Angels. It's going to be a fun sports weekend. We will see you on Monday, but don't go anywhere. Steiny and Guru are next, and are going to be joined by Stephen Curry at 10:30 right here on 95.7 The Game. Oh, hey there.
He be blending into the couch, bro.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.